The race for Ohio governor is now officially up to two candidates, both of them Democrats. Former Northeast Ohio Congresswoman Betty Sutton announced this week that she'd run to be the first elected woman governor of Ohio, and she's on the line now. Thanks for your time.
Thank you.
Why run now?
Well, it's time for a change of priorities in Ohio. We need to focus on creating jobs and opportunities for working families rather than just giving tax breaks to the most privileged and powerful. Ohio deserves a governor who does more than just shake the tired hands of workers, but who has actually stood up and fight for working families, and that is what I've done with my life.
If you had to list just a few, what would you say are your main priorities? Is it jobs? Is it working class voters? What would you say they are?
Well, my main priorities are ordinary Ohioans, working families, and we need policies that are aimed at working with and for them.
You talk about working class families. Many of those working class families and voters voted for Donald Trump last year. You worked under President Obama. You lost your last congressional race in 2012 to a Tea Party favorite, Jim Renacci. That was a district that was redrawn to favor Republicans. But that said, have Ohioans said they want to go in a different way, away from establishment Democrats?
I think people want to go in a way with a government that will work for and with them. Certainly, I was gerrymandered out of my district, certainly in 2010, 2012. But with that said, I still believe that people want leaders who are inspiring. They want to be inspired. And they want someone who understands them and what their needs are, what their hopes and their dreams are. And that's the kind of governor I'll be.
You entered the race about a week after Youngstown Congressman Tim Ryan said he would not run. Did that affect your decision?
No, this race for me is not about anyone else who may or may not get into it. It really is about the people of Ohio who I want to serve, who I want to stand up for and give a voice to and produce results for. I've had the privilege to serve at the city, the county, the state, and the federal level as a legislator. We got things done. We put people back to work. I authored a program that was credited with putting 60,000 back to work in the auto industry. And I also had the privilege to serve as an executive in the administration. So I think that we're ready to deliver results for Ohio, and I want to be that leader.
You say you're not concerned with who else is in the race. That said, you will have a Democratic opponent, Senate Minority Leader Joe Schiavone. He has a good story. He's a former butcher, a boxer, an attorney for injured workers. How do you separate yourself from him?
Well, my whole life has been about standing up for working families. I've done it as a legislator at the city, county, state, federal levels. I was a union-side labor lawyer who represented our first responders, our firefighters and teachers, and frankly, really produced results when I was in Congress, able to bring people together from both sides of the aisle to pass legislation, to put firefighters back on the job, to put auto workers back on the job. And so we'll take the case to the voters, but I have respect for others who will be in this race, and it's not about them. It's about making sure that we have somebody who understands and appreciates the diversity of our great state, small business owners, to our trades workers, to working parents who work in or out of the home. We need a governor who knows that everyone matters from every part of the state.
Quickly, time is short. Can you raise enough money to compete with big names like Mike DeWine, John Husted, or Mary Taylor?
I'm confident that we will have the resources we need to run the kind of campaign that will be a winning campaign to get the message out, that we can deliver not only in the campaign, but as governor.
Betty Sutton is a former Ohio congresswoman who is looking to become the first elected woman governor of Ohio. Thanks again for speaking with us.
Thank you. It's a privilege.
And we will try to speak with all of the candidates for Ohio governor as they officially enter the race.